distinguished guests, esteemed colleagues, and valued social protection stakeholders. As we continue to improve our preparedness for the 2024 hurricane season and beyond, the Ministry of Health, Wellness, and Social Services, in partnership with the World Food Program, is honored to welcome you all to this critical hurricane response exercise on impact and needs assessment. The Department of Social Services' experience with Hurricane Maria in 2017, and most recently the impact of the 2022 trough system in Philippe Souffre, revealed that multiple assessments were carried out by a number of agencies covering a wide range of sectors. This included rapid assessments of immediate needs to long-term recovery and risk assessments. However, the number of assessments conducted by every agency utilized diverse methodologies, resulting in a lack of clarity in the planning of recovery phase. As a result, it was noted that there is a growing need to harmonize and standardize comprehensive assessments in the post-disaster period. Therefore, the Ministry of Health, Wellness, and Social Services, through the Department of Social Services, is committed to strengthen its mandate on response mechanism and framework to seek to clarify roles and responsibilities of its partners, to coordinate data collection efforts by reviewing and refining assessment tools, processes, and workflows. Over the next 2 days, we'll collectively seek to identify potential stopgaps, opportunities for digitization, and key information and data needs that are critical to inform key decision makers on impacts and needs assessments. It is hoped that at the end of this activity, participants will be equipped with practical guidance for effectively conducting impact and vulnerability assessments to inform an effective and equitable response and recovery plan for hurricane emergencies. Your presence and participation are integral to this endeavor. Your expertise and insights will be instrumental in pinpointing potential challenges and collaboratively crafting solutions that guarantee a smoother and swifter response in the aftermath of a hurricane. Through this collective effort, we strive to cultivate a more resilient Dominica, one that possesses the strength to weather any storm and safeguard the well-being of its most vulnerable citizens. I encourage your active engagement in the ensuing discussions and the sharing of your invaluable perspectives. Thank you for your time and unwavering commitment.
Thank you.